Have you been in a relationship that leaves you feeling confused or lost? Have you considered why that might be? Well, that's exactly what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com. Why your relationship confuses you and what you can do about it. So, let's get started. Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org. I'm Angie Atkinson, and this is Toxic Relationship Rehab, where I help you discover, understand, and overcome toxic relationships in your life. So if you want to take back your life, embrace your power, and become the best possible version of yourself, stick with me, hit that subscribe button, and let's get going. If you're feeling unhappy about your relationship, or you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling really confused, or like you don't even know what is going on exactly, you're not alone. The fact is, this happens more often than you might think. It certainly kind of throws you for a loop when you feel confused in any sort of relationship. Like, what's going on here? Relationships in general are a big part of like the human experience, right? And when we're talking about romantic relationships, those will really do a number on you. There's no doubt that being in a relationship that leaves you feeling confused, romantic or otherwise, is not enjoyable for anyone. Whether you're confused because of the fact that you're feeling unhappy and you think you should feel happy, or you're confused because your partner is constantly saying and doing things that throw you off course, there is a problem if you're constantly feeling confused. You need a solution. You should not just ride it out or wait to see what happens. It's almost like if you have a little scratch and you don't clean it and it gets infected and starts to fester and get yucky. It's the same thing with a relationship that leaves you feeling confused. If you just put it off and ignore it and hope it'll get better, it's not going to go that well for you. The first thing you need to remember is that feeling kind of confused or uncertain isn't totally abnormal in a relationship. However, there are some signs you need to watch for, especially when a relationship is new. You might not always know what's happening. You might not always understand what's happening. And in some cases, you might be afraid to even ask. Sometimes these feelings are unjustified and you shouldn't worry about things and your relationship isn't a problem. Other times you might feel your intuition kick in and say, something's not right here. Sometimes the clues are subtle and sometimes they're more obvious. Of course, it's really hard to know the difference. Here's something that I want you to really listen to. Sometimes we don't ask questions or we don't look into things deeper because we don't really want to know the answers. If your relationship is confusing you and you're feeling like you don't know which way is up, this might be a good time to get ready to get uncomfortable. However unpleasant things feel right now, it could get a whole lot worse. And maybe there's nothing to worry about, and maybe there is. Chances are, if you're feeling confused and you're not sure, your worries might be legitimate. It's important to understand what a gut feeling is or what intuition is, and how to listen to it. And the fact is, if you think there's something wrong, there probably is. So let's talk about some things that might be red flags indicating that you are in a relationship that isn't good for you. Number one, you feel uncomfortable around the person at all times. Now, this is normal at the beginning of a relationship to feel kind of like you want to put on your best behavior and be excited and exciting and keep a person happy. That's pretty normal during any sort of honeymoon phase of a relationship, but at some point you get more comfortable with this person, or you should. If that feeling never comes, that kind of is a red flag that something isn't quite right. It is the feeling of being comfortable with a person that will kind of help you recognize that this is potentially a long-term relationship. You need to be safe to be your honest self with this person. If you're in the wrong relationship, if you're in a relationship that leaves you feeling confused and you're uncomfortable with this person all the time, if you're still in a situation with someone you've been dating, say, several months or a year, and you still rewrite your text 16 times before you send them off, or you think really hard about what you're going to say before you say it, or you feel the need to never let them see you, like without makeup or without being dressed or whatever, this is a red flag. If you don't feel happy in the relationship, that's another red flag. So, for example, if you see this person unexpectedly, does it make you happy or anxious? When you're on your way to see them or they're on your way to see you, do you feel excited or do you feel stressed out? So essentially, if being with this person makes you feel anything other than happy or peaceful or calm or excited, anything good, at least for the most part, then this might be a red flag that this person isn't good for you. Another red flag is if you want to spend more time or less time with your partner than they want to spend with you. So whether you want more of their time than they're willing to give you, or they want more of your time than you're willing to give them, that could be a red flag. Whether you're dealing with someone who is cheating on you, or someone who has nothing besides you in the world, or someone who wants to control your every moment, whatever the case is, if you can't agree on how much time to spend together, that's a red flag. If the person you're with spends a lot of time blaming you for things that are going wrong in their life, or accusing you of being the reason they're unhappy, that's a red flag. And what I mean is, if that person seems to make you the catalyst for all of their misery or all of their happiness, either way, it's not going to come out well for you, and it certainly indicates a possible toxic relationship. Another thing to think about is the fact that the two of you may or may not have a lot in common. So if you have nothing in common or very little in common, this can be, not always, but can be a red flag. It's really dependent upon how open-minded each of you are and how willing you are to try things together. Now, it might be that you're an artist and they're a scientist. That doesn't necessarily mean you can't get along. But the question is, do you appreciate their analytical ability, and do they appreciate your artful eye or whatever? Think about how things work between the two of you, and if they are constantly in turmoil, or you're constantly letting yourself be uncomfortable or having your boundaries walked over by this person, this is a red flag. Now, why do you feel so confused in this relationship if this is what you're dealing with? Well, you might be dealing with someone who is actively gaslighting you. Gaslighting is a form of manipulation that toxic people use to hurt you, to confuse you, to leave you feeling lost, to leave you doubting your own perception. And when you start to doubt your own perception of the world and your own experiences, you might start to lean on that person in order to have your experiences validated, or to even tell you what you think, depending on the depth of the gaslighting. This is a very dangerous situation and leaves you incredibly vulnerable to their manipulation and their control. In fact, they engage in gaslighting in order to control you. They need you to feel crazy, like you don't know what's happening. I'm going to share with you a clip from a video I did a while back, just a quick one, that goes into a little more detail about what gaslighting is. Take a look. If you've ever been in a relationship with a narcissist, then you probably already know about gaslighting. But just in case you don't, it's a psychological term that was derived from an old movie in which a man tried to make a woman feel crazy by moving stuff around. And the term actually comes from the fact that he was dimming the gas lights in the house and making her feel like she didn't remember doing it herself, telling her she's imagining things. But in psychology, it means that someone's bullied you or pushed you into thinking your reality isn't real. They've made you doubt your reality, doubt everything that you know to be true, your perceptions, your memories, your feelings, all this stuff. And they do this in order to bully and control you. The thing is that gaslighting is kind of like a poison. It's kind of like a poison that kind of permeates slowly, and it makes you feel like you don't know which end is up and what's going on. It's what they call crazy making. It's something else. So the thing that makes gaslighting so incredibly effective as a manipulation tactic for a narcissist is that it causes you, the person it's being done to actually mistrust your own perception. You could see something in front of your own eyes in the depth of gaslighting and not trust it. It makes you doubt what reality even is, and also makes you wonder, maybe I am crazy. So it's a really good way for a narcissist to target you and get more power over you when they've already established a certain level of power. And in some cases, they use gaslighting to establish the power, as in to make you feel like you're not mentally sound enough to deal with stuff yourself. Some examples of gaslighting. Well, maybe brushing off things that should be taken more seriously, or telling you that you're crazy or oversensitive or thinking too much or unreasonable, or even outright denying things that actually happened, telling you you misunderstood, it was just a joke, even deliberate overacting or overreacting to things that happen, and then jumping down your throat telling you you're too stressed or you're too tired or you're just overthinking it, making you feel silly or making you feel unintelligent. It starts out real small, like I said, real sneaky. You don't always even see it at the beginning. You really go, didn't I say, are you sure? At first, you're like, this person's crazy. Of course I said this, or of course this happened. But over time, the more insistent they become, the more likely you are to start doubting your reality.
And this is the worst thing. Because it's not always clearly abusive, and because very often these little incidents kind of build up slowly over time, kind of like a layer of sand on top of a layer of sand on top of a layer of sand, it's really easy to make you doubt yourself and your perception, or doubt how serious something is. So they stir up a whole bunch of mess in you. Your emotions are all over the place. You feel guilty, you feel shameful. It's really possible, when you put all these things together, for a narcissist to do some pretty terrible things to you in this situation. One of the worst things about gaslighting is that it's, besides the fact that it messes with your head and your feeling of sanity and security in the world, aside from the fact that it can stick you into an unwanted situation, it does incredible damage to your self-esteem and, in fact, your entire self-identity if it's done over a long period of time. It's gaslighting that causes a lot of the CPTSD we deal with after these relationships with narcissists. And since a lot of us were raised by narcissists or somehow otherwise affected by narcissists in childhood, it's especially easy for people that we're in relationships with today to use gaslighting against us, because we already doubt ourselves. We already doubt the world around us. We're already not sure that we're okay to begin with.
So what do you think about this? This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you been in a relationship where you felt confused all the time? And do you think you might have been gaslighted by that person? Are you dealing with that right now? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. Before I go, I'd like to say a really quick thank you to all of my subscribers, all of the people in my Spanily, and to all of my channel members, those people who choose to support me through the YouTube membership program. You'll see their names scrolling right there. Thank you so much. Your support helps me to produce more content, to share more free things with our community of narcissistic abuse survivors, and it means the world to me. It is literally my mission in life. Thank you again for your support. It means so much to me. Before I go, take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. And as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. I'll see you soon.